Pastor Amy, I've said most of the things I want to say, and I'm actually serious. Yeah, I'm not saying that to flat. I'm actually serious. And so you have made this job easy. Because I want us to pray that some things that God laid in my heart that I believe, let me put it this way, that I believe was impressed in my heart for us to pray about. So I will just share briefly. Before we went on break, I was talking about persecution. And I said, it's part of the package for us as believers. And we have to be aware of that. So that we can undo it when it comes. Persecution is not alien to us as believers. We must understand that the Bible says those who will live godly in this world must what? Must suffer persecution. So if you want to live godly, then you must know that you are embracing persecution. So it's either you are living godly and then you embrace persecution, and then you are not living godly. So if you want to escape persecution, then don't live godly. And then if you don't live godly, you can't see God. The Bible says those that will live godly are the ones that will see him. Are we together? It says pursue righteousness and holiness. For without it, no man can see the Lord. So you can't see him if you don't pursue righteousness, if you don't follow holiness. Are we together? Are we together? Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Huh? So if you must see him, you must be pure in heart. Your works must be pure. If you won't see him. So he told us the means by which we'll see him. Godliness. Godly living. You can't be a Christian and not live godly. Huh? Ungodliness is alien to us. Because the seed of righteousness is what we have. So if I have seed of righteousness, then my fruit must be righteous. So if I say I have the seed of righteousness and I'm manifesting my fruit is unrighteousness, then it means something is wrong. Are we together? Are we together? 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 to 3, what does it say? 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it didn't know him. The him is Jesus Christ. Behold, now we are children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. He said we know this. So this is something we know. It's certain. We are sure of this. But this is not my emphasis. Verse 3, look at this. Everyone who has this hope, the hope of what? The hope of seeing him. I told us, don't sit, relax. Sit right. Sit right. And I must not catch you sleeping. Because you are dancing at that time. Using all the energy you are supposed to use to retain your strength and listen to the word of God. You are using it to shake bonbon, to shake bonbon. We're doing equere dance. And now you need to sit down and listen to the word of God. So everyone who has this hope in him must what? Purify himself just as he is pure. The person we are coming to meet is pure. There's no way the head will be pure and the body will be impure. It will be the same. The same. And so the Bible says we have to be pure. So purity must be our goal if we want to see him. And then the Bible tells us that those who want to be pure, who want to live godly, would what? Would suffer persecution. Are you understand what I'm trying to make us see? So persecution is one of the requirements if we must sin. And I told us, I said, God is not the one who is persecuting us. It's Satan. But it is something we must encounter if he wants to live godly. And what is the reason for persecution? I told us, I said, because the devil wants you to give up the faith. Remember Jesus Christ said, if I come, will I find faith in the world? Satan doesn't want you to remain in the faith. So he comes with what? False doctrine. And we have said that over and over again in this ministry, in this meeting. False doctrine is a poison. And you have to run away from he like a plague. And then I say, second, persecution. The goal of these two are the same, to stop us from following Christ. That's the goal. The goal of persecution is to stop us from following Christ. So let me say this. Why do believers fall away from persecution? Why would they fall away from Christ because of persecution? I just want to say one thing, and that hangs it for me. And you see that in the parable of the sower that Jesus gave. And that's the reason for that song, Take Me Deeper. Matthew 13, from verse 18. Let's read from verse 1. Let's see the parable first before we look at the interpretation of the parable. What is the parable? On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitude were gathered together to him, so that he got into the boat and sat, and the multitude stood on the shore. Look at this. They stood. Huh? But you have been sitting. Maybe we should be standing so that people will not be dozing. Because they stood to hear Jesus Christ. Hello? You know, it's like in the days of Jesus Christ, he sits and people stand. You know, in several places, you know, in some places, Jesus Christ, he sat and the people stood. I think it's better that way because we are the one who is doing the job. You are the one who is listening. You should be standing. Exactly. Don't quote me, oh. But actually, that's something anyway. And great multitude were gathered together to him. So he got into the boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. Uh-huh. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on the stony places where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. So let's just go, because I'm not really concerned about the whole thing. I want us to actually save time. Let's go to verse 18. Let's see the interpretation. Verse 18. And please give it to me in New Living Translation. Okay, let's read the King James first, then New Living Translation. Verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. Now, this is interpretation. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one comes, snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. You know, I realize here, devil has no power to snap what is in your heart if he truly understands it. Hello? Do you understand it? Huh? So which means that as this conference is over, one of the prayers we need to be praying, that Lord, everything I've heard, grant me understanding. Because if you don't understand it, and that's why people go to meeting, and after the meeting, you can't actually tell they have been to any meeting. Because they didn't understand Jack. As a matter of fact, the seriousness starts after this conference. You have to go back and read those things. Listen to the word again. Those things you have written down. And begin to pray for the understanding. Because if you don't understand it, you have opened the door for the enemy to steal it. That is when he has the power to steal what you have had. It's a serious matter. Yeah, but this is not my emphasis. Okay, the next verse 20. But he will receive the seed on stony places. This is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with what? With joy. But look at something. Yet, he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. For when tribulation and what? And persecution, look at it, say when. So it's a matter of time. Persecution, tribulation will come after this conference. Okay, you said you heard that you can live without being concerned about the things of the world. Uh-huh. Okay. It gives you persecution. It brings temptation along the line of what you have heard. You heard that we need to endure. We need to persist. Then it brings situation that will make you not to persist. Because you just add a word that says persist. Because if you don't understand, do you know one thing? When I hear prophetic word like this, the next thing I'm doing that, I'm expecting Satan to come. Because I know the principle. I'm expecting his trick. So when things begin to happen in my life, I begin to, okay, so this is why this one is coming. They begin to be able to deal with it. But if you don't expect it, because look at what the Bible says. Because of the word, things will begin to happen to challenge the word you have just had. And so you have to prepare your mind that these things are going to come. So some of us, even before you leave this meeting, to some of us, once you step out, that's when that your old boyfriend will just remember you. Someone you have left for several years will just remember you. All of a sudden, your ex. Agbe Pajero, you will bring Pajero. I say, Omo, let's fledge now. Let's, what's up? What's up? God has blessed me. You say, God has blessed me. I'm born again now. Can we do something? Can we meet in our usual place? Are you understand what I'm talking about? Jesus was baptized. And the Bible said the heavens was open. And the voice of the Lord came to him and said, this is my beloved son. This is my what? Beloved son. And the Bible says, immediately after that, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, what did heaven say? This is my beloved son. The first temptation in the wilderness is what? If you are the son of God, turn this stone to become bread. What did heaven say? This is my beloved son. Satan came and said, if you are the son of God. A word came, you are my beloved son. Satan came, if you are. So if you don't understand, Jesus said, I am going to die. Peter said, you will not die. I told you yesterday, I said, the distortion of the word of God. Twisting God's word. And that's what you're going to begin to experience after that. Devil comes with temptation to distort the word you have just heard. And so if you don't understand his trick, you will just fall for it. And that is the one of the ways you want to water down the word you have heard so that it won't bear fruit. Because as long as the word does not bear fruit, it can't transform you. It cannot. And that's why it seems as if we go to conferences from conferences and conferences and it's like nothing changed in our life. So I'm teaching you these are principles we must understand. So when we see this thing happening, we'll just smile. Hello? At least by now, we should understand some things that the devil does. He shouldn't tell this thing. Bible says we should not be, how did he put this scripture? Yeah, we should not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We shouldn't be, because he said, let it take advantage of us. Because what the devil wants to do now is to take advantage. So if you understand his devices, you just smile. Huh? Because I say, if I didn't read your wife, after now, she'll just do something, and you are just angry, and you want to just blow up. But if you understand, you know, okay, devil, you came late. Are you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Well, let's look at something. Say, because of the word. So, for when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately, what happened? Stumble. Give me this verse in NLT. You see, the same word that means stumble is the same word that means offense. Is the same word that means stumbling block. Is the same word that means fall away. But since they do not have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. So if you believe the word of God, you'll be persecuted because you believe it. Are you on someone? For me, I don't know. I just realized that scripture is so simple. There's no abracadabra with the Bible. If you understand, I just love making sense with scriptures. I just love to read the Bible and it makes sense. There's no, the Bible said this and then believe it. Because for me, I don't see any secondary meaning here. It's so simple. They fall away. Fall away. They fall away. Those who fall away, when it comes, they are not there. They fall away from trusting Him. They fall away from believing Him. And what made them to fall away? Persecution. But let's look at this thing really. Is it actually the persecution? Because God didn't allow persecution. You understand? When He knows, He will make us to fall away. It will be wicked of God, so to say, to allow His own children to be persecuted when He knows that they will fall away. Are you understand what we are talking about here? So when God allows us to be persecuted, it's not to the intent so that we can fall away. So it is not the persecution from this parable. What is it? Let's look at it. Look at verse 21. Let's see verse 20 again. Let's see verse 20 again. The seed on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But, everybody say but. So that's a contrast. But, since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. So it is not the persecution. It's because they don't have deep roots. The question is, do I have deep roots? How deep is my root? Because, so if this is not the persecution, it's not the persecution. Persecution will come. Troubles of this world will come. So what will make me to fall away is not the troubles. Bible says if you faint in the days of adversity, it's because your strength is small. So it is not the persecution. It is not the troubles of the... We have been promised this. He told us that we will see tribulations in this world. So it's not a special thing to be persecuted. It's not a special thing to be troubled. It's not a special thing to be tried. But what is it? Friends, how deep is my root? How deep? How deep is my root? Because that's what makes me to last long. Friends, how deep is my root? How deep? How deep is my root? How deep? Are we still here? How deep is this root? Is your depth? Is your root skin deep? Sensational believers, cartoons Christian. You know what I call cartoon Christians? I used to watch. I still watch cartoon, but not seriously. You know, in those when we watch Tom and Jerry or all these cartoon, you see a trailer clap on, and the person will go flat. I love that. Just like, there's no life. How can somebody? How can Claire climb on you? And you went flat, and now you are back again. No depth. No life. Comical Christians. Sensational believers. We've turned spirituality to churchiality. Activities to spirituality. So we measure our spirituality by activities that we engage ourselves in. Skin deep. Charismatic believer without conduct, without character. Deep without the fruit of the Spirit. How deep is your root? And friends, if our root must be deep, and that's why I say you have preached him. If our root must be deep, those are the things you mentioned. Prayer. The word of God. These are the things that deepens our root. These are the things that deepens our root. Hunger. May God restore hunger in the church. Hunger. Hunger for God. Hunger for God. Because it is what you are hungry for that you'll be filled with. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What are you hungry for? What are you hungry for? As the deer pant after the water brews, so my soul pant after you. Hunger. May God please restore hunger back to the church. Hunger for God, not for the things that he can offer us. Hunger for him. Hunger for God. Hunger for fellowship. Hunger for the word of God. For prayer. I don't mean all these levels that you people talk about. Realms. Altars. That's what I'm talking about. Praying for 3 hours. Praying for 7 hours. Let's enter realms. And then you are used. Prayer is not becoming something we brag about. I pray for 7 hours. Let's do 12 hours prayer. What nonsense. You pray for 3 hours today. You stop praying for the next three months. Pray. We now use prayer to judge spirituality. When does prayer become a way of judging spirituality? When you pray, what are the things you are praying for? When you pray for 3 hours, what are the things you are praying for? What is the content of your... I'm not saying you can't pray for 3 hours. But what I'm saying is that it's not something we do to brag about. You don't brag about that you pray for 7 hours. What's my business with that? But do you know that if you can be consistent 30 minutes every day in praying, that is better than praying 3 hours today and then for the next 3 months you won't pray. Consistently pray for 30 minutes consistently, because this thing will grow into it. Why should I stay for 3 hours when I don't have any other thing to pray about? Are you understanding what I'm talking about? But do you know that these are the things we use for competition today? We used to brag. Friends, I'm talking about deep hunger. The hunger that Enoch had that made him to walk with God. For 300 years, this man was walking with the Lord. For 300 years. And I'm asking myself, how did he do it? In the days when there was no Bible. In the days when there was no church. In the days when there was no... As a matter of fact, there's no reference point. The only reference... When Enoch was working with God, Adam was still alive. You are reading your Bible. Do that calculation. Adam. So the only reference he has is Adam, and he has fallen. But I want to believe that when they are having meeting, because at that time, you know, the people were still small. The community have not really grew so big. So Adam will have told them about God, because there's no way Enoch will have known about God if Adam didn't tell them. So as he was telling them about their life in the Garden of Eden, as the God begins to come down to fellowship with them, I get that creates an hunger in the heart of Enoch. I say, I want to walk with the God that my father have abandoned. I want to go back to that garden and walk with this God for 300 years in the days when there was no Bible. and it was not bored. How deep is your root? And you know the funny thing? When the Bible mentions Enoch in the New Testament, give me Jude. Jude chapter 1. Was it verse 6 or verse 10? Give me Jude, where the Bible talks about Enoch. Jude, the book of Jude. Like the system has angle. Okay. Find out for me where he's talking about Enoch, the seventh man from Adam. Huh? Verse 14. Yeah. Okay. He said, Enoch, who lived in the seventh generation after Adam, prophesied about these people. He said, listen, the Lord is coming with countless thousands of his holy ones. Hello? Hello? Are we together? Look at this. Enoch prophesied about the coming of our Lord when he has not even come the first time. This coming he was prophesying has not even happened. Hello? This coming is not the first coming of Christ. This coming is the coming we are talking about in this conference. It has not happened. And Enoch, that we found in Genesis, prophesied about this time. Are you understanding what I'm thinking about? Hello, are we together? You can't get this kind of revelation if you don't have a deep relationship with God. Because the Bible said the secrets of the Lord are with those who fear him. These are deep things here. Huh? Are we here? Do you know how many years? Huh? Enoch, do you know how many years? These thousands of years. When Christ has not even been born. Even at this point, the father of faith has not even been born, Abraham. And Enoch prophesied about the coming of Christ that our generation is really looking forward to. He has seen it. And he prophesied about it. And those are the things you share with someone you are close to. These are some of the things he caught doing his intercourse, his relationship, his fellowship with Jehovah God for those 300 years. He saw something far ahead of his time. How deep is our root? If we must not fall away, then we have to take care of our root. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Ephesians 3, verse 17. Let's start from verse 14. Ephesians 3, from verse 14. He said, When I think of these things, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. King James said, God, that Christ will dwell in your heart by faith. Now, I thought he's already dwelling in my heart when I gave my life to Christ. But it's another dimension. When I check this word dwell, it means it will permanently reside in my heart. It will tabernacle in my heart. So that Christ will dwell in your heart through faith. Look at this. That you be rooted and grounded in love. How deep is our root? If we must not fall away, if persecution will not cause us to fall away from Christ, then I have to make sure that my deep get deeper and deeper in the love of God. Do I love God? When you love Him, you will fellowship with Him. When Paul said that I may know Him, it was not a prayer I was praying. That was not a prayer. When he said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, he said that I may know Him. Look at that. You know, that's the problem. What happens when we don't read scripture in context? You now begin to pray, oh, that I may know Him and the power of His revelation and the fellowship of His suffering be made come. No, it wasn't praying. He wasn't praying. Let me close with that. Philippians chapter 3. Because if our root must be deep, if we must do everything that Pastor mentioned, prayer, word, all those things he mentioned, there are things we have to give up. Philippians chapter 3, let's read from verse 8. Give me from New Living Translation. Okay, let's read from verse 6. You see, this is Paul talking about his life before now. I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church. And as for righteousness, I obeyed the law without fault. I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless. Huh? Because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value, look at this, of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with Him, and no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with Himself depends on faith. Look at this. The next one. The next verse. I want to know Christ. King James said that I may know Him. So why did I count my life so? Why did I count all things but dung that I may know Him? So the question, what are the things that you have to give up because you want to know Him? What are the things? Early this year, we did a challenge in my family with a couple of friends. Reading Bible in 3 months, in 90 days. You know, there's a place where you do that. There's a place where you just read the Bible. I'm not talking about studying the Bible. You just read. Because it is in reading, you encounter Him. You know, at times you are reading, and then you go to a place and you are stuck. I begin to ruminate. But if you don't read, how will you go? And do you know what we discover? We actually achieve. My family. And with some group of friends. Finish the Bible in... It has never happened to me before in life. Finish the Bible in 90 days. Do you know what I realize? That some of the time, because we are watching over ourselves, We created a WhatsApp group and we put on WhatsApp. I've read this thing today. And because that's the way we are challenging ourselves. You go up to a point, you realize that for me to meet up, it reduces the number of time you spend on Facebooking. It reduces the number of time you spend. And I begin to realize that you can actually read 10 chapters of the Bible in 30 minutes. Some chapters. In 30 minutes. You can read some in 1 hour. Do you know that you can be on Facebook? Maybe it doesn't happen to you. You know, you can be on Facebook for 2 hours. And you don't even know that time is going. Eh? Can I have a witness? Yes. Ah, you have plenty. You are on TikTok. Watching nonsense. Making money for somebody else. And you are burning data for 2 hours. You are laughing. You forward it to somebody else. That time. If only you can devote it to risk. I'm not saying study. Read. Just read. I tell people. You know, because at times the problem is, I'm reading, I don't understand. You don't need to understand. Just keep reading. Don't allow not understanding deprive you of reading. That's what I'm trying to say. When you don't understand, keep reading, because eventually it will come. Listen. Your mind may not comprehend it, but your spirit is comprehending. That's why at times you realize that You get to a certain point, a scripture just come out. You are wondering, Ibolosiwa. How did I know this scripture? These are the scripture. Your skin has been what? Capturing for years. Read scriptures. The Bible recommends, Paul told Timothy, till I come, give attention to reading. Read scripture. These are the things that make people deep. Friends, these are the things that make our forefather in Christ deep. Read the scriptures. Jesus didn't quote scripture because he was the Son of God. Jesus was not quoting scripture because he was a God in the flesh. Jesus paid attention to reading. I realized that, sir. That he didn't know scripture. Hey, sorry. See, this thing is not... they say we should be wearing it. Eh? He didn't read scripture because he was the Son of God. He read scripture as a man. He didn't know the scripture. That's what I'm saying. He didn't know. It wasn't that because he was a son of God. He's like, that scripture just jumped on him. Right from when he was 12 years, we saw it. So the scripture that Jesus was quoting, he studied them. He read them. As a man. They didn't jump on him. It was not a supernatural knowing. Nobody knows scripture. Nobody reads scripture supernaturally. You have to read it. And these are the things that make us deep. Read scriptures. Pay attention to reading. These are the way that prayer is being born. You know, you are reading and it's like all of a sudden. Everything about this conference came out of my reading scriptures. Everything. When we started this conference. When I was bothered about how do we get the money, I was just reading, sir. I wasn't praying many years ago. In Exodus chapter, I think 35 or so. And I stumbled on a place where he said they were bringing the offering for the tabernacle. And they said to them, it is now more than enough. Don't bring again. And the Holy Spirit said to me, now I have taken this ministry to the level of more than enough. That you never lack what to use to run this program. Since that time, it doesn't matter the budget. We don't have sponsor anywhere. We don't. There is no bumble that says, "Okay, please sponsor what we are doing." Do you know that times I'll be sending millions in the ministry account, and me, I don't even have a dime in my pocket, and you are seeing millions roll like this. More than enough. Everything you see, those hotels that you people slept, it was by faith. But you know why we kept on believing? Because he told us. We didn't serve food because we wanted to come. That's why you never see us announce it on our platform, that on our banner, that there's lunch. Because that was not the reason. He told me. You can't keep him from money to heaven and not serve lunch. And so if he told you, he will provide. He came while I was reading. Read the scriptures. Read. It begins with reading scriptures. Even prayer begins with reading scriptures. When you don't read, why will you know? How will you know what to pray about? Read. Read. Go deep. How deep is your root? Hallelujah. I want us to pray. Let's talk to God. Take me deeper. Lord, let your love for the word of God burn inside of me. Lord, create in me appetite for your word. Change my taste bud. Lord, change my taste bud. What is replacing the taste for God's word in my heart? Lord, change my taste bud. Help me to long as the deer pant after the brooks. The psalmist said, my soul followed hard after you. My soul followed hard after you. My soul followed hard after you. Oh, talk to this God. My soul followed hard after you. Lord, let what you love, help me to love what you love. Help me to crave after what you crave for. Help me to crave after what you crave for. Help me to love what you love. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to your Father. We need that hunger, that deeper hunger. Lord, create in me hunger for your word. Lord, create in me hunger for the truth. Lord, create in me hunger for the truth, oh God. Hey, let nothing replace your hunger in my heart. Let nothing else satisfy this hunger. Let nothing else satisfy this hunger except you. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. Let what you love, help me to love what you love. Help me to hate what you hate. Pray against destruction. What are those things distracting you? What are those things distracting you? Fight it, oh God. Say to yourself, I break myself free from this distraction. I set myself loose from this distraction. Mekusa tela kabosu ste bahata. Meleke susto brande le dabosh. Metuke broti kaprate kelebos. Liende le dabosu ste bahata. Mandekele prosuste pahate. Liande kabosa. Father, in the name of Jesus, yes, help our devotion. Help me to be devoted. To give attention to reading. To give attention to your word. To give attention to prayer. To give attention to the fellowship with the brethren. To give attention to keeping company with godly people. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Masuke prakasu stepahata. The Bible said, my word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Your word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Let kasusto prande le dabos. Let touch God this afternoon. Let touch God this evening. Hey, we need him to help us to break free from every distraction. We need him to help us to set us loose from every distraction. Kalian to pradabosia. Melekesus to prahate le dabos. Mentekesus to prala kaprosus de debos. Melikasus to prande le dabahasta. Lande lebosus de bahate. Malakasus to prande le dabos. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want us to pray. One of the things I want us to pray for, the Lord, God will break us away from every addiction. Every ungodly addiction. Are there people here, I won't call you out, who are suffering? You know, when we talk about addiction, addiction is not only on sexual thing. Some of you are addicted to some, you know, there are some things that may be good, but yet you have already addicted to it. And this addiction is the one that is stopping you from giving attention to the word of God. Let's talk to God. Lord, I break myself free from this addiction. I break myself free from this. Tell him to set you free from pornography, from sexual immorality, from lying. To some of you, just lie. Lying has become natural to you. Tell him to set you free. Melukasu prande le bahasta. Gezekiko prakasu ste prade. Meletu sambrande le bahasta. Tell him to set you free. Lord, free us, oh God, from every addiction. Keletu so prada. Whatever thing we are addicted to that is taking our focus away from you, break us free from this. Break us free from this, oh God. Whatever thing I'm addicted to that is breaking, that is stopping my focus on you, Lord, break me from such, oh God. Lakosopra. Some of us are so addicted to our phones. Even when you are hearing the Spirit of God telling you, my daughter pray. My daughter pray. Addicted to phones. Addicted to social media. They are saying things that is not edifying you, but you are still listening. They are saying things that is not producing results, you are still listening. You are still watching and laughing. And yet your spirit is going. Talk to God. Lord help me. Leke susto pranda la bahasha. Meliko susto pranda kabahasha. Leke susta. Lord, I break myself free. Free. Holy Spirit, free me. Holy Spirit, walk in me. Holy Spirit, walk in me. Free me from every addiction. Free me from every that is taking my focus away from you. Holy Spirit, free me from everything taking my focus away from you. Let us, some brother, deal with my appetite. 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 Leke susto prake to lepos. Maleke susto prande la bahasta. La cosoto prele re, sister. Maleke susto bahata. Deal with my appetite. Makuso tolende vaka susto baha. Plant your love in my heart. Plant your love. Help me to love you like never before. 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 Lord help me. 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 Pour your love upon my heart. Pour your love upon my heart. Help me to live my life wasted for you. Help me to use my life. Help me to live my life being used by you. Use my life, oh God, the way you want it. Let my life be wasted for you. Hey, pour by your love upon my heart. Like oil upon your throne. Like wine for you to drink. I pour my love on you, oh God. I pour my love on you, Lord Jesus. Le kisom branda kabahasta. Letusa brande kasusto pahata. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want us to pray. When Ezekiel was taken to the valley of the dry bone, he said the bones were dry and scattered. What was God showing Ezekiel? The destiny of children of Israel. I don't know whether you are here. It's like your life looks scattered. You can't even put things together. You are so confused about what to do with your life. No, you can't be confused. The Spirit of God that lives inside of you is the Spirit of light. Confusion shouldn't be part of you. So I want us to pray, Lord, let the bones begin to come together. Oh Lord, let my life begin to find meaning. Let my life begin to find meaning. Help me to understand what life is. Life in Christ. Life in Christ. Everything that has been scattered, let it begin to find shape. Everything that has been scattered, Lord, let it begin to find shape. Let understanding begin to come to me. Lord, let understanding begin to come to me. La kuliam bahasa. Lord, let understanding begin to come. Let understanding begin to come. Hey, let my life begin to have meaning. Lord, I will not be a nonentity. I pray for understanding. I pray for light. I will understand what the will of God is. The Bible said, be not unwise. Understand what the will of God is. Hey, Lord, I will understand what the will of God is. My life will not be scattered. Like someone who have no direction. Lord, I will not walk aimlessly. I will not fight as the one who beats the air. Lord, I will not fight as the one who beats the air. I will not walk aimlessly. Lord, I will understand purpose. I will understand destiny. And I will walk in destiny. Lord, I will walk in purpose. Lakosu prele dobosha baha. Maleka susto pragdele dobosha. Medika pro susto praheita. Maleka susto prala dabahashte. Mandeke susto plano sikatobon. Hey! Let's pray for the dressing of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit will dress us. Let's pray that we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh. Invade my life. Holy Spirit, invade my life. Holy Spirit, invade my life. Rearrange this life. Hey, invade me. Holy Spirit, invade me. Holy Spirit, invade me. Hey, Spirit of God, invade my life. Lakute hika supra. Holy Spirit, invade my life. Holy Spirit, invade my life. Hey, let there be a divine interruption. Let there be a divine interruption. Let there be a divine interruption. Holy Spirit, interrupt my destiny. Hey, Holy Spirit, let there be a divine interruption. Hey, every agenda I'm pursuing that is not the agenda of heaven, Lord, let there be a divine interruption. Let there be a divine interruption. Any agenda that I'm pursuing that is not agenda of heaven, let there be a divine interruption. Lord, halt my plan. Lord, halt my plan. Lord, halt my plan. Hey, Baba, Lord, halt my plan. Lord, halt my plan. Leki sopran dala bahaste. La consuste plan de la bahaste. Halt my plan, oh God. Let's pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fill us. Fill us. Pour your Spirit upon us. Afresh. Pour your Spirit upon me, your flesh. 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 Meluka siste kataya. Melakuse katilianda la bahasa. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please give me 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want us to pray. This is one of the prayers I have here. One of the things I believe that God is doing in these last days is reawakening the spirit, the gift of the Spirit that He has put inside of us. Bringing a reawakening to it. Listen to me carefully, children of God. Nobody is destitute of the gift of the Spirit. No believer. Because this is one of the lies of this false prophet, false teachers. Because they have made us believe it is only the man who stands here operating in the gift of the Spirit. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And so they are the superstar, you are the spectators. And you watch them perform. No, this is not true. And one of the things I believe God to do as you leave this, there will be a reawakening. A stirring. Paul said to Timothy, say, stir up the gift of God that is in you. A stirring. You begin to realize that, you know, some of us, we have been oppressed because we don't even know what it is. So many give dormant there. Look at, now brothers and sisters, regarding your question about, give me the New King James, please. Now concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. This is the will of God. The gift of the Spirit. Look at, then he begin to mention the gift. I don't have time. Let's go to verse 7. Look at the purpose. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Hello? Give me the NLT. Give me that verse in NLT. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. So you have a gift that will help me. But if you don't realize, how will I receive the help? Listen, there are some things that the word of God would do. There are some things that is the gift of God that would do it. Huh? Some of the believers who commit suicide wouldn't have happened if somebody had been sensitive enough to give the word of knowledge. At times, what some of people need is just an assurance from God that I'm still with you. But all of us are just sleeping. So we are looking at a pastor out there to give us prophetic word. Only him. And then you gone to sleep. Look at you. A spiritual gift is given to each one of us so we can help each other. You don't have to be a pastor, an ordained minister to do this. You don't have to. And this is one of the things I believe that God is doing in these last days. Restoring the awareness of the gift of the Spirit in every believer. And it's something I pray that I've trust God for you. That you will leave this place, even before you leave this place, you begin to manifest this gift. To some of you, it's prophecy. The gift of prophecy. To some of you, it's the word of knowledge. To some of you, it's the word of wisdom, the ability to solve problems. That was what was in Daniel. Ability to solve problems. The discerning of spirit. Friends, this is one of the things that God is doing these last days. Because before he comes, the church must be matured. Come to the full statures of Christ. Where is Dominion? Dominion, where are you? Yeah. Where's your mom? Where's Mr. Shege? Okay, she was sitting here. Many years ago, I'm saying this to underscore what I just said now. That's why I didn't even see what God is doing. Many years, I was not a pastor. I was in school, Lagos State Polytechnic, serving as the president of the fellowship. And someone I respect so much invited me. Not to come and preach, I just came. Pastoring a church here in this town. I was nobody. Yeah, that's Pastor Mr. Shege. And I came for that meeting, sir. And they were having a program, so he asked me to minister in one of the days. And I was ministering here in Port Harcourt. Remember I told you I was just a student, not a damn pastor. No title. Just a believer. In those days in fellowship, you will see one of these days somebody was speaking in tongues and that person was interpreting. Where are those things in our time? We just pray, we are entering here for 7 hours. You pray for 7 hours and there's no transformation in your life. What kind of sort of prayer is that? You go for a meeting, you fall down under the power. What kind of power are you falling down? You fall down as a prostitute. You stood up as a prostitute. What kind of power are you falling in? And that's what we love. Because to us, that is power. When people fall down and they roll and break chairs. Listen, why is that the only God that is making people to fall down? He has not made cameraman to fall before. Cameramen don't fall. The Holy Ghost that make you to break chairs is not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not a spirit of confusion.
At all.
Make you break your neck. When you get on, you are having a headache. What kind of Holy Ghost is that? Confusion everywhere. Confusion. I said this one with pain. Go and watch a video that Benin was confessing. It's on YouTube. He himself was confessing. The gimmicks he was doing. And he was saying, I'm sorry. Friends, I read his book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. This is one of the books that transformed my life. I saw him yesterday on a video. This is a recent video, confessing that I'm sorry. Forgive me. I've led you astray. I've said things that God didn't tell me. You fall down. When you fall, what happened? And you know that's what my generation is looking for. That is what actually they prove that somebody has power. Nonsense. When you fall down, I'm interested in you when you rise up. That's what I'm looking for when you have risen from the falling. And I want to see your life. Because if you fall, something must happen.
After you rise.
You just break chairs, cause commotion, exposing your things outside. And they are running after you, trying to cover you up. Commotion everywhere. I say that is power. Check the Bible. Where did you see it in scriptures? Where, sir? The gift of the Spirit. And to us, but this Bible says this is profit of every one of us, for each of us. I need what? Do you know that there are some of us here that we have the gift of working miracles, making lame to walk? But do you know why you will never rise up to it? Because you are not even conscious of it. Because to you, you have relegated yourself that it's for pastors. Who told you that? Ananias, I want to go and open the eyes of Paul. It was a certain disciple. He was not a prophet. Bible says a certain disciple was the one who laid hands on Paul. For Paul to recover his sight. A certain disciple. What is wrong with us? The gift must come out. You have it. Nobody is destitute of it. So I came to Port Harcourt. I was just ministering. The way I was ministering like this. And all of a sudden, I didn't know that from Adam. And I turned to her. I said, I can't remember most of it. But I said something. I said, you're going to be pregnant. And you're going to give back to your son. And I started saying something about this. When I was done, sir, I said, what have I said? What kind of word of knowledge is this one?
Not only that, you'll be pregnant.
You will have a son. I said, I don't tire. I don't tell. So cut the long story short. That son is Dominion. That son is Dominion. In fact, it was yesterday she told me. It wasn't this thing that brought us close, though. It was later we now regather. This is one of our leaders in Lagos, doing mighty work. And she told me that after they have their two children, they have put an end to childbearing. Isn't it, ma? Yeah. I was a brother, sir. I can't stand there and be counting many. Even I went somewhere to preach recently. You know, I was telling you, I begin to perceive in my, because, you know, after some time, this thing just, I just stopped paying attention because we have seen so many errors. So we don't want to be identified with this error. So we stopped it. I said, no. You know, I was telling you, I said, no, we have to go back to the consciousness of this thing. Because we are trying to run away from an error that we have entered another error by making people believe that this thing does not count. No, press account. Philip was a deacon. That went to Samaria. And the whole of Samaria knew that someone came. Simon the sorcerer, pack up. He closed shop. He couldn't stand it any longer. Ministry of Simon closed. Because a man entered town. And the Bible said there was great joy in the city. One man, sir. One man. One man, Deacon Philip. Deacon Philip, we have deacons, we have deaconess. Who does nothing? Only thing they count money. And serve Holy Communion. What? Who do us? I want us to pray, Lord. Let that be a reawakening. Help me to come to the consciousness of the gift you have put inside of me. Help me, oh God. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. Help me to come to the consciousness of your gifting inside of me. Open your mouth and pray, friends. Help me to come to the consciousness of your gifting inside of me. Meluka brande kasapradushta. Consciousness, oh God. Stir up the gift of God that is in you. Help me to come to consciousness of your gifting that is in me. Leo Shalabahasta. Melokasusta. Lord, a reawakening. A reawakening, oh God. A reawareness. Help me to come to that awareness, oh God. Kalumbre into Kabrahasta. Lekusa kata pro suste bahata. Melokosuste pranda la rahasta. Meluka suste pranda la bahusta baha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet and just bless God. Pastor Abiodun, please come, sir. Let's rise up and just bless the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands and bless God. Bless this God. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Pastor Abiodun, please come. Let's bless the name of the Lord. God has been so great for us. God has been so good to us. Blessing. 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 Blessing.